Hi guys, it's Sydney, and I'm coming to you with a bit of an unexpected short notice announcement that Maya and I will be taking a break. We have had some stuff, I guess I will say, in the month of June that has really hindered us from participating in the podcast as we would like. Maya lost somebody very close to her, and we've both been dealing with some mental health and physical health issues. But we did not want to leave you guys without anything to listen to. So for the next 2 months, so for July and August, we will be releasing some of our joint Patreon episodes for you guys to listen to. They're very fun and they're very silly. We enjoy making them so much. They're not as serious or structured, I guess I will say, as our regular episodes, but we hope that they will keep you company in our absence, as well as new author interviews. We will still be doing those once every month, so you will be getting new content from us along with the Patreon episodes. We are so sorry for this unexpected update from us. We just have not been in a place to put as much love and time into this as we think that you all deserve, and we want to make sure that we are 100% for you guys. But I hope you can still find enjoyment out of the episodes that we will be providing to keep you company, and I just want to say thank you for understanding, and thank you for supporting us in any way that you ever have. It means the world to us. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy this bonus Patreon episode. When does that Dungeons & Dragons movie come out?
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
Damn.
So, March 31st.
All right.
I'm excited.
All right.
I haven't gotten super excited about a movie in a while.
Yeah.
Like, I've kind of just, since Doctor Strange, I have taken it easy on, like, watching movie trailers and, like, getting really excited about movies. The last movie I think I was really excited last year, the only movies I was really excited to see were Doctor Strange, which, like, bombed. I fucking hated it. Nope, which was a success.
Yeah.
And then word of mouth was Puss in Boots.
Okay.
Where, like, all of a sudden everyone started talking about it, and I was like, it wasn't that I was excited. I was more intrigued.
Right.
Because when was the last time word of mouth got a movie to be, like, successful like
no,
that?
No, you're right.
Because they didn't really do a ton of marketing.
Really?
So, the Dungeons & Dragons movie is, like, the first movie of this year where I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to go see this in a movie theater, which is, like, different because I haven't, you know.
Yeah. I've seen a couple. Like, I was already telling you, I saw Scream 6. Which I found very enjoyable.
I'm planning on watching all of the Scream movies, so I probably won't get to see Scream 6 in theaters.
Right.
But
and then I saw Cocaine Bear, which I thought was camp, and I had a good time.
I wanted to see it in theaters, but then I heard a bunch of, like, mixed reviews on it. So, like, I also am not really in a financial position to, like, go see movies every weekend. And with the Mario movie coming out literally a week after the Dungeons & Dragons movie, I want to see both of those in theaters. So that is, like, $30-ish dollars.
Yeah. That's the thing is, like, I mean, I don't want to spend fucking $15
on why. That's why I'm probably going to go see them during the day.
Yeah.
So, like, the tickets are only, like, $7. But it's still just, like, God damn, like,
I know.
Part of the fun of going to movies for me is, like, sitting with a bunch of people in the crowd and, like, getting those reactions.
No, I sat in a dead theater for Cocaine Bear, which was great because just we could be as loud as we possibly could be.
Which is nice. Like, I'm not gonna lie, that is also nice because that's what happened when I saw Nope.
Yeah.
I saw it during the day and there were, like, maybe three or four other people in the movie theater. And it was, like, great.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm also sound design, so, like, you don't get the full... The sound
system,
the sound system that they use. Sorry, I'm gonna get techie on you. The sound system that they use in movie theaters is called Dolby Atmos, which is, like, they use a 7.1.4.
That's that shit when they go, like, all around.
Yes.
You.
Yeah. So it's a 7.1.4 system, which means that it, like, I know now, like, I do this in my college degree. This is what I do, but it's like I know technically how that works, and so now that I know, it's like, oh, I only get to experience that in a movie. I don't get to watch movies like that at home.
Right.
The most that I get at home is a 5.1.
Yeah.
and like I have to be in the family room when that happens. Right. I don't spend a lot of time in my family room because my parents are usually watching stuff or, you know, that kind of stuff. So there's certain movies now where it's like, oh, I really, especially animated movies, like that is like my kind of
area. That's a jam.
That's where I want to be. So it's like I take special interest. So like the Mario movie, I'm here for it. I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt, not so much. Literally everyone else in that movie, I'm like,
slay. Every other aspect of that movie.
Pretty much. So getting back on topic, like the Dungeons and Dragons movie is coming out. I have seen very little trailers about it.
Yeah.
From what I have seen, it looks camp.
Yes.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I like Chris Pine. I like a majority of the cast. Uh-huh. And yeah, from the vibes that I get, it is going to be like a little camp, which... Slay. I'm like,
honestly, I've been enjoying the camp movies. I think just like you can't take them seriously.
Well, that's the thing, and they don't take themselves seriously. Yeah. Like, they know that they're fucking weird.
I think what helped me with enjoying like Scream 6 and Cocaine Bear and everything was that like I just went on a binge of watching all the Oscar movies, which are like for the most part very serious movies,
right?
About like very serious topics. Or that they want you to take it seriously in some aspects. Not fucking Top Gun Maverick. But I just went on like a very long like emotional stretch of like serious, serious, serious. And then it was just like, I'm not going to take this as serious. And it was just like, yes, I had fun. This is campy. I had a good time.
But it's also like a lot of the Oscars and the Academy, they favor certain genres over others.
100%.
Whereas, like, horror movies deserve credit.
They deserve because so much credit.
Guess what? They're able to pull emotions out of people with like an eighth of your blockbuster budget. So
the fact
that's the beauty of filmmaking.
The fact that Silence of the Lambs had to later be called a psychological thriller because the Academy would never give a horror movie an Oscar. And there are so many, like, even just, like, Toni Collette should have absolutely gotten a Best Actress nomination for Hereditary. Florence Pugh should have gotten a Best Actress nomination.
Well, yeah, and Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele.
Should have won Best Director.
He should have.
Pretty much any of his
three movies. He should have won Best Picture that year.
Yes, absolutely. Like, and what's her name? I feel so bad. Lupita...
Nyong'o.
Yeah. She should have won Best Actress that year.
Yes.
For Us.
Listen, this is...
incredible
an opinion I'll take to the grave. Heather Donahue should have gotten a Best Actress nomination for that singular monologue scene in the Blair Witch Project. Yeah. That's some of the best acting I've ever seen.
It's just, they just don't take it seriously, which is like, that's why you went on this long stretch of just like emotional sad, because that's what they like.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. When it's just like, okay, but like.
And then they'll take Elvis.
But even in like the animated category, it was like. Look at the variety of what animation can bring. Like, granted, Pinocchio 1, which is still, like, heartfelt and sad and, like, that kind
of
stuff.
But it was also, like, stop motion. It took a lot of effort.
Right, but, like, look at the other nominee. Like, Puss in Boots was nominated. That's a
fucking... We both loved Puss in Boots.
It's a hilarious movie. It threw a curveball at me. I was not expecting that.
It was hilarious, but it also made me cry three separate times.
Yeah, like, it was great. Yeah. So... There is beauty in like all categories. 100%. It's just that the Academy doesn't recognize that. Yeah. So anyways, we're gonna recognize sort of Dungeons and Dragons. Today we're gonna be doing a bracket. The only other time we've done a bracket was when we did the Monster Fucker episode. So this time around we're going to be doing Dungeons and Dragons classes. We'll go through them, kind of talk about them each. I figured we would run this bracket two times.
Okay.
We would do a best fighter and then a best lover. Because that's what we end up doing anyways. All right. And I felt like it would be appropriate.
All right.
Because, like, fuck it, why not?
I will say you know more about Dungeons and Dragons than I do.
So there we have the 12 normal classes, which are found in the player's handbook.
Okay.
And I'm going to be trying to explain this in very general terms for people that have never played D&D before. I have played a lot. I have done a lot of that. You've played a little bit.
Yes.
The 12 from the player's handbook. Mind you, you can find the player's handbook online for free, the PDF version of it. We'll be going through each of them. You can, you know, pitch it. And then there's two from expansion books that are, like, relatively new. And then we have two homebrew classes. And homebrew just means that someone made it. It's not official, but people, like, you can publish homebrew content and people will use it. So we're just going to go through and then we'll go through and do the brackets and that kind of stuff. So the first one, I'm just going to go based off of how my bracket is set up, not in any particular, not like alphabetized or anything.
Okay.
The first one I have is wizard. So in Dungeons and Dragons, there are like three main quote unquote like spell casters.
Yes.
And they are wizard, warlock, and sorcerer. And there is a distinction between the three of them. And it is the way that they are able to use magic. You could throw cleric in there, but most people know how clerics work. It's that their god, the one that they
it's
pray
like
to.
Religious.
Yes. Is it like they're the ones that give you the power to cast spells. So with wizards, it is the act of studying. It is you sit and you learn a school of magic.
Okay.
So with all of these classes in D&D as well, once you reach a certain level, you are able to like pick a specialty in almost all the classes to be like,
except for sorcerer. You don't really get that in sorcerer.
Correct. And we'll get into sorcerer in a second, but like pretty much for everything else, it's like, oh, you choose like a path.
Yeah.
So with wizards, it's a school of magic that you get to pick. And that is defined by like the way spells are cast are like they have spell cast types. So like abjuration or like I can't fucking remember the
it's okay
one. Like there's so many so that's what a wizard is. It's just like the normal Harry Potter-esque Hogwarts type beat where it's like, oh, I went to school. The next one I have is cleric, which we just kind of talked about, which is I pray to a god, I have a holy symbol on me that can be like a necklace, a bracelet, a tooth, like it could be anything.
Yes.
And you just like pray and then your god is like, here you go,
right.
Powers,
right.
Yippee. The next one we have is one from the expansion books that's relatively new thanks to Critical Role. It's the Blood Hunter.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to describe just a little bit. Granted, I don't know too much about Blood Hunters. It was homebrewed from Matthew Mercer.
Okay.
It was used in campaign 2 of Critical Role, and then Wizards of the Coast picked it up and was like, we'll publish this.
Sick.
Because they started publishing like Critical Role content as part of like Wizards of the Coast, which is very cool, but we're also not happy with Wizards of the Coast right now.
A lot of different emotions.
They're trying to monetize Dungeons and Dragons even further, which is like, why the fuck are you doing that? So Blood Hunters are kind of like basically like they use blood, like blood at like as magic sort of. So like however you want to take, like they can track people
Got
and like
it.
That kind of thing.
Got
so
it.
The general,
can they use blood?
Yes.
Okay.
So the general like, and please, if anyone, I'm sure there's someone listening to this who knows more than I do about this, and that is perfectly okay. But like the general rule of thumb with them is like, oh, they're doing it, like they signed this contract with themselves to like do it for the greater good of people.
Okay.
Like it's usually, that's kind of like, they're usually in the good column.
Got
they're not in like the neutral or the evil. Like that's kind of where they land, and that's why they do it. Even though it looks like the scary thing, you know, like
it's blood.
It's usually that archetype where it's like, I look scary, but I'm a big teddy bear and I just want to help you. The next one is a druid. These are people that are usually of fey in nature. Fey is like fairies, magical, cute creatures, that kind of thing. And they draw power from like woodland creatures and like they can transform and like talk to animals and shit like that.
Yeah.
We all know
kind
of like they're the pot smokers of the group. Like they're hippies.
Yes.
That's what they are. Then we have rangers.
Bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow, usually long distance fighters. Mm-hmm. They're just kind of like, usually they're like the townsfolk hero type beat.
Yeah.
Next we have bards. These are also spellcasters, but they cast spells through
song.
Means of entertainment. It can be through song and dance. It could be through jokes. Mm-hmm. It could be like stand up. Like, there's a bunch of different
Very
combinations. Very charismatic, correct. So, you know, I mean, most of these, like, probably sound familiar to a lot of people to be like, oh, yeah, like, that makes sense. Next one is a warlock. Warlocks get powers similar to the way that clerics get powers, except they make a pact with a god of some kind.
Okay.
Not like a
cleric.
Upper echelon god. Yeah, not like a cleric, not like a proper god, but, like, they're called, like, what the fuck are they called? What are they called?
I don't know.
Like deities, kind of. Like, they're not...
Like demigods?
Not demigods. Fuck, I can't remember the name. I'm like so sorry, but like I, like Cthulhu,
like cryptids,
sort of, okay. But more powerful than cryptids. Okay. Where it's like Cthulhu is one of them. They don't call him Cthulhu for copyright reasons, right. But like he's called like the Great One or okay. something like that. And so you make a pact with one of these like greater, and like most of the time they give you like a boon or something, which mm-hmm. is like a gift, and you use that. But the trade-off is that you have to do something for them mm-hmm. in return, and if you don't, they can strip you of your powers. Okay. That's where the warlock thing comes into play. After that, we have a fighter. Very self-explanatory. It's pretty much just soldier of some kind. Yeah. Fists, usually they use swords.
Yeah.
They're just the normal, like, yeah. standard RPG mm-hmm. dude. That's how it is. Sorcerers, these are the people that innately can use magic.
Yeah.
These are people that... It's like a family lineage mm-hmm. type thing. They were born with mm-hmm. it. They kind of can't explain why they're able mm-hmm. to do it. They just can.
Yeah.
After that, we have monks. These are the hand-to-hand people. These are the people that only use like staffs and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. I have never played a monk, and I've never seen anyone play a monk that I've been happy watching.
Right.
This is my least favorite class.
Mm, interesting.
Just because like their mechanic is like different, because they have like... key points,
yeah,
which is like you have to spend them to do certain mm-hmm. move, and it's like just an extra mechanic.
Okay.
I generally don't play spellcasters because it's an extra thing that I right. have to prepare, which I don't like doing.
I have played, okay, so for most of my D&D playing, I have a friend who likes to play like versions of tabletop role playing games that mm-hmm. are like separate books and stuff right. like that, that don't use just like the regular classes. So I've only ever played as a sorcerer and a rogue.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah, I started out playing D&D as like rangers and fighters mm-hmm. and that's what I stuck with. And then pretty recently I started messing around with like rogues mm-hmm. and my one main character that I've kind of ported to different campaigns, she's a rogue, but mm-hmm. I've also multi-classed with other things. And then in a one-shot pretty recently, like, I played a cleric.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, like, yeah. I understand how to do spellcasting. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, I hate having to reread the spells multiple times because I don't know them that well. Yeah. And it's, like, it's just a lot of extra effort.
Right.
And that's what I feel like monks are doing, where it's, like, I just have this other thing I have to keep track right. of, which my brain doesn't like. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, with a fighter, it's, like, I hit... you know, like roll the hit, like yeah. that's it. So
I'll say I like magic. I like spell casting.
It's very cool.
Yes,
and they are very powerful. Yes. And I understand that. Yeah. It's just like my stupid little monkey brain is like, sword hit.
Yeah,
very good. So
it's fair.
It'd be like that. Next one on the list is rogue.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that are like usually use like daggers or knives.
Right. Yeah, sneak attacks
in the shadows, mm-hmm. kind of shady people overall, quote unquote. Next one after that is a homebrew. It's the gunslinger.
Mm.
It's been tossed around. Also in a Critical Role campaign, it would be in campaign one. I have played a gunslinger before. Nice. Every time I fired my gun, it jammed. I hate that character. That character has been put in jail and will never see the light of day again.
To you personally.
To me personally. I could not believe.
Yeah.
I played like 6 sessions yeah. with this character, and every time I fired my gun, no one it give would jam.
Maya a gun.
I was like, I'm so fucking upset. Anyway, gunslinger, very self-explanatory. Yeah. These are people that use guns.
Uh-huh.
Even in a old-timey, ye old setting, there's a way to like finagle that and yeah. like. If you watch The Legends of Vox Machina on Amazon Prime or you've seen Critical Role's first campaign, you kind of know how they played that out.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting. I'm not like,
no, yeah,
I enjoy it. That's why I wanted to play a gunslinger. And then it didn't fucking work for me. The universe was telling me something.
Yeah. Stick to your hands, babe.
Next, we have Barbarian. Mm-hmm. These are just the tanks of the group. Yeah. They're just bulky, beefy.
Yeah.
Use, like, great axes, mm-hmm. two-handed weapons. They yeah. just, like, one of their mechanics is, like, oh, I would like to rage. And, like, that's...
Mm-hmm.
They just do a fuck ton of damage.
Right.
And they can also take a fuck ton of damage.
Nice.
Similar vein, Paladins. Also mm-hmm. tanky of the group. They're similar to clerics. They have, like, they pick a god and, like, mm-hmm. that's who they serve. But they serve their god through the act of, like, war, quote-unquote. Some of them okay. do. Again, this is one of the things, like, once you reach a certain level, you pick kind of how you're doing service right. for your god, that kind of thing. They can't do as much healing as a cleric can, but they still have different mechanics mm-hmm. that is like, I am divine and I am able to tell, sense certain things.
Right.
Basically, they're just like tanky healers. Kay. That's kind of what they are. Next, we have the Artificer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about Artificer?
Nope.
Okay. I actually just played one in a one-shot like 2 months ago, and I had a ton of fun playing. Nice. This is like one of my new favorite classes. It's from one of the expansion books for D&D.
Got it.
So artificers are like kind of like mechanics mm-hmm. slash alchemists mm-hmm. almost, and they imbue objects with spells, and like that's how they like work.
Mm-hmm.
So the campaign that I was playing, or the one shot I was playing, was a cyberpunk one with D&D rules. So like one of the things an artificer can like attune to a weapon if they want is like. It's meant to be for, like, crossbows, where it's like, oh, after it fires, it immediately reloads on itself.
Oh.
And the TM gave me a pistol, and I was like, can I imbue this with the pistol? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, slay, infinite bullets, let's go. It also has, like, one of the Minecraft trident enchanting things, where it's like, the weapon returns to you after you've thrown it.
Fuck
and I
yeah.
was like, fuck yeah, I'm giving that to myself. I don't give a shit. So... artificers are very cool. And then again, once you hit a certain level, mm-hmm. you can be like, oh, I want to specialize in, like, bombs, basically.
Right.
Or, like, Molotov like, alchemy. Or yeah. I want to specialize in, like, mechanical stuff. So, recently, that has been a very fun thing for me to, like, look into.
Yeah.
Again, there's, like, it's, like, the halfway point between a spellcaster and a fighter, where it's, like, oh, I get to imbue the weapons that I use with spells and also use spells a little bit, but I'm not fully committing.
Right.
Which is, like, good for my idiot brain. and then the last one we have is a homebrew one. It's a shaman.
Okay.
So it's like a druid.
Okay.
But they don't, like, shapeshift or anything like that. They purely get their magic from the way that I read it and was described to me was, like, the... was from the spirits of like dead forests and like that kind of, so like their whole purpose in life is to like do right by the forest spirits and like bring nature back to its full potential.
Nice.
So they can, on an alignment chart, they can like kind of be wherever.
Sure.
It kind of just depends. Also, if you don't know what an alignment chart is, I guess I should, maybe we talked about it a little
bit. Is that like chaotic good?
Yeah, so like it's a 3x3
Punnett
square, basically. And on, like, one side, the three is listed as good, neutral, and evil. And then on, like, the y-axis, I guess you could say it's lawful, neutral, chaotic. So when someone's like, oh, I'm chaotic evil, that's the worst of the worst that you could possibly be. And then lawful good is like,
the best of the best.
The quote-unquote, the best of the best. So... that's all I mean by an alignment chart.
Right.
And there's like plenty of quizzes on, like, you can find plenty of online quizzes to be like, what alignment are you?
Yeah.
And like that kind of thing.
I think you are chaotic good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Because I've always landed between chaotic good and lawful neutral, which are like right next to each other. So I'll take it.
Yeah.
at least I'm generally on the good part of things. I was going to say something. Interesting. Anyways, so did you want to start with the fighting portion? Okay. Again, this bracket was randomly generated. Everything was alphabetized,
cool.
Then I numbered them, and then I spun a wheel, and that's how each of the numbers was picked. Some of these matches worked out very well because I was very scared about the barbarians going up against anyone else, but they got paired against paladins, which worked out.
Yeah.
So first bracket, we have wizards versus clerics.
Yeah.
Both spellcasters. One's a healer, though.
Yeah. So if we're going fighting, might have to take it to the wizard.
Yeah. The thing is like, clerics generally also are pretty good with, like, weapons.
Uh-huh.
Just because a lot of their spellcasting is focused on the healing portion of
it.
So when they do damage, it's...
Right.
Through the bop-bop, you know.
Yeah.
Beep-bop.
I think, for me personally, I... will always think that, like, the spellcaster is going to be more powerful just because they have a wider range of attacks they can do. And also, from playing, I've only ever played two, but playing from, like, one that does physical damage versus one that does, like, spellcaster damage, my spellcaster always did way more. Like, she was a glass cannon for sure. Like, had no health whatsoever.
That's the thing with all of the spellcasters. Yeah. Is it's, like, once you're up close and personal.
Yeah. But because I had a lot of, like,
right. Well, that's the point of, like, having a team. Yeah. It's like, you're putting distance.
They were always just objects. Like, put Sydney in the cart.
Right. See you later.
See you later. Hope you can do some damage from up there with your 12 HP.
Have fun. Be safe.
Although you have Fireball and could do 84 damage.
Yippee.
Yeah. So I personally think Wizard over a Cleric.
Okay.
Also because a Cleric's main purpose is healing.
Yes, but that's also, like, a very...
I know.
Stereotypical way of, like, thinking about it.
I haven't played enough, so I do think very stereotypically.
I could make a very strong argument. Also, we did not talk about, like, ooh, they'd be at this level. Like, I didn't want to get that fucking nerdy on you. Like, I think we're going purely off of stereotypes. Yes. So, like, I would give Wizard to you in this instance. Okay. Would I love for a Cleric to win? Yes. Could I very much argue with you about that right now? Yes. We're going to be here for a long time, though, and I don't want to do that to either of us. So, Wizard, it is.
Yippee!
Next bracket is Bloodhunter versus a Druid.
The problem is I know a lot of D&D classes, like, via stereotype only.
That's fair.
So, like, just from what you said... My initial reaction is Bloodhunter.
Mine would be as well. And it's just, like, based on what I've seen with the Bloodhunter...
Right.
They get, like, the best combination.
Okay.
Of, like, fighting and spellcasting, where it's, like, oh... It's a little tough to be... And, like, druids, again, not to get, like... Druids at lower levels can't do shit. Literally cannot do anything.
Right.
So it's not the only thing that I think makes druids very powerful is the fact that they can, like, polymorph and, like, transform.
Right.
And if they are not able to do that quick enough or create, like, turn into an effective enough creature. Right. What's the point?
Exactly.
So I feel a little bad.
Right. We'll come back around in that lover aspect.
Yeah,
but
we'll come back to that in a second. Next bracket is Ranger versus Bard.
Oh.
Which is, to me, is a toughie because, like, generally, people are like, oh, bards are weak. But it's like, I have seen good bards, and they...
But also bow and arrow.
But also bow and arrow.
The thing with bow and arrow is, like, you could be one hell of a sniper. You know what I mean?
Right. Like...
There's something about having that distance in combat where it's like...
But also bards use, like, distance-based spells.
Okay.
So that's where, like, when it popped up, it was like, ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to sit and, like, think about it. Because it's like, I mean, an arrow you can see coming.
Right.
Whereas, like, a spell, it's like, if it's an instantaneous one, it's just like, kerblooey.
Right.
Whoops. There go your legs.
There go your legs.
So, you know, like.
Yeah. I mean, I would give it to you for Bard, just because I don't think I've actually seen a Ranger in action. But I have played with people who have been Bards.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna put Bard.
Yeah.
I would... That's a toughie for me. Like, that was a tough... Like, I left that one completely up to you, because I was like, I don't know.
The only thing is I actually don't think I've never seen anybody ever play Ranger.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have, like, a context of, like, how powerful a Ranger can actually be and, like, how useful a Ranger can actually be. But I have had people play Bard when I'm playing with them. So I'm like, okay, I have, like, a vague understanding.
Yeah. I understand. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
We'll go Bard. Next one is Warlock versus Fighter.
I have to go with the Spellcaster again.
What the fuck?
I mean, like,
I get your standpoint.
I would fight for, like, a barbarian over, but I feel like a fighter is just, like, the basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like the... Because I think that... I'm assuming... I don't really know if we have, like, confirmation of any of the classes in the movie. But I think, like, a Chris Pine is a fighter class.
No.
No? What is he?
He's the bard. Or no, he's the rogue.
He's the rogue. Okay.
I know one of them is a bard.
I think it's Justice also, Smith.
I learned the other day that they all played a D&D session as their characters in the movie together. I love that,
actually.
I loved that for them. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, then maybe, oh God, what's his name? Reggie? From, he plays the Duke in season one of Bridgerton. He might be a fighter then.
I don't know all of their classes for sure, but I remember specifically knowing that Chris Pine
is a rogue.
I'm pretty sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is a rogue.
Yeah, I just didn't know if any of them were, like, actually confirmed.
And I'm pretty sure one of the other characters is a bard. I think the muscly chick, I don't know her name, is a barbarian.
Oh, Michelle Rodriguez.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she's a barbarian.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other ones, no fucking idea.
Right, right. I don't know. I feel like the fighter is just so baseline where it's like, it can be good, but like, is it going to be better than the other classes?
Right. I think it's also just like, at least, in like the big stream D&D streaming stuff, like Critical Role, Adventure Zone.
Right.
What is it? D20?
Yes.
There haven't been any prominent characters that are fighters,
right?
Which I think is unfortunate. Again, I grew up playing fighters,
sure.
So it's like, I know the power of a fighter,
right?
Me personally, I know what they can do at upper levels, but
yeah,
most people don't, because they do think it's just like, oh, this. And it is like a very stereotypical role to be like, I'm a fighter.
I might be wrong, but I think Travis's character in the first season of Adventure Zone is a fighter.
I cannot remember.
It's been a long time. But, like, thinking of him, I'm like, that seems like a fighter. And it's just like,
because the dad is a cleric.
Yes. And then Justin is a rogue. Or a bard. Or no, he's a wizard.
Yeah, he's a sorcerer.
He's a wizard. Sorry.
Taco. Yeah, I can't remember if he was a fighter or not.
I think I want to say he's a fighter, because that's just like, I don't know, that like connects with me very nicely. I might be wrong, but I know he's one of like the, just a sword guy. But they've always just seemed to me as like people who are like, yeah, they're pretty baseline and like, you can be good. And like, maybe when they get up to higher levels, I've never had a session go that long where like you get up to really high levels. But they've always just seemed to me like pretty baseline, but you could be better with like something that's has more of a specialty involved in it than being just like a jack of all trades.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. If you haven't seen one play out, then like, I understand. Because they also have the thing like at third level, you pick which style of fighting you're more invested in. And like, that determines a lot.
Right.
So I understand.
It's unfortunate for me that I haven't played enough.
It's okay.
That I like don't really like, know.
I understand.
Also, I just really love magic.
I can tell. I'm aware. Whereas me, I'm like, magic hater. Next is sorcerer versus a monk.
Sorcerer.
I'm going to go monk. I don't like their gameplay. They are fucking strong.
Okay. I have actually played a sorcerer. It's the most fun I've had. It was my glass cannon.
Ah.
But the amount of spells and the variety of spells, even with the, like, the having to, like, roll for, like, the... what is the sorcerers do something where it's like your magic like comes back at you or something?
I don't fucking
know. Something like that with sorcerers. But like we didn't get up very high level, but like I remember being like a pretty good fighter, like with all of the spell varieties that I got.
Right.
And
yeah,
that was the most fun I had, with also being like, you guys have to protect me because I have fireball and I can do 48 damage, you know? Like,
but like, monks, here's the thing. Uh-huh. Monks are like so acrobatic. Uh-huh. They can like launch themselves across entire rooms in one turn. Like, the possibilities with key points is like, it's a lot. Like,
okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
This is also one where I'm like on the fence about it, because it's like, I understand the potential that sorcerers have.
Right.
I know that potential. Yes. But it's also like, I might not like monks as like a class because of just the way that they operate.
Right.
But I can't not deny
the
capabilities that they have.
Sure.
Which is like difficult for me to say because like, I don't like them.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
The thing is like, I'm thinking, like, oh, if the monk had an opportunity to get up close and personal.
Yeah, they'd be fucked.
I feel like the sorcerer would be fucked. Like, that's my take on it.
That was always where it was just like, if anyone got near me, I would be fucked. Because it was just, like, such a glass cannon kind of situation.
Right.
You've given me a lot of the magic users. And as much as sorcerer is my favorite of the magic users, I'll give it to you. Only because you're like, I hate them, but fuck. And it takes a lot to be like, I hate them, but fuck.
Unfortunately, yeah. they I don't understand how they work fully.
Right.
But I have seen people play them before. Mm-hmm. And have just been like, you did how much damage?
Right.
At what level?
Right.
Using what? Using fucking key? What?
Yeah.
So... I appreciate it.
But we're coming back around in the lover round, though.
We'll see. We'll see. Next is Rogue versus Gunslinger. Which is, like, because, like, they're both, like...
They're so different.
They're so different, but at the same time, they're also similar.
Yeah.
Because, like, at least with the rogues that I've played with and I have played, uh-huh. it's like, oh, they do throw their knives quite a bit.
Yes.
And, like, Gunslingers, if the gun doesn't jam,
mm-hmm.
you fucked.
Okay.
But, like, rogues get the sneak attack, and, like,
the sneak attack bonus is
they can stealth and, like, that kind of stuff, and it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
But, like, also, when you're a gunslinger, like, you have, like, two or three different guns mm-hmm. suited for the range and distance that you're at.
I love rogues. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight. You know what I mean?
You fucking said it.
You can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
Listen, my gunslinger might have fucked me over. I know that bitch had potential. Fuck.
Honestly, the gunslinger might take it for that shit alone. You can't bring a knife to a gunfight.
We'll see. We'll ponder.
Yeah.
Next is Barbarian versus Paladin.
Okay. Barbarian taking all of that damage. Like, a tank?
It's two tanks versus each other. But the thing is like, Paladins do have a natural reserve.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, like, a mechanic where they are able to heal themselves.
Ooh.
A certain amount of points.
Okay.
It's not a ton, but it is a reserve that they can use as a bonus action to heal themselves in the middle of combat. Barbarians have this other thing called rage, and when they do that, they get resistances to a fuck tons of types of... So, like, they, like, weirdly balance each other out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's, like, a majority of the resistances are, like, slashing, bludgeoning, piercing, like... physical.
Right.
But paladins are also able to cast spells that cause radiant damage or like necrotic damage. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ugh, how do you
I don't know.
I want to give it to the paladin.
Okay. I think these are some of the two classes that I have the least experience with. Mm. So I'm kind of using Pokemon knowledge.
Okay.
With these two classes where it's like, if I'm playing Pokemon and I have two kind of tanky Pokemon.
Right.
And I have one that, like, heals themselves and, like, has a lot of status inflicting moves versus one that, like, has moves that, like, oh, like, up their defense or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more inclined to use the one that has a lot of status inflicting moves that can heal, like, actually heal.
That's kind of what I'm saying. Where it's just like, this fight would go on for a long time, and unfortunately, I think they're both very, very strong. I'm not trying to deny that. I'm just saying that the paladin would last longer than the barbarian would.
Yeah,
just based off of principle.
Yeah, only using Pokemon knowledge.
I'm that's valid. Like, it's a good. What is it?
1-to-1.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It's a good comparison. So I'm going to put down Paladin.
Yeah.
Yippee! And the last set we have for this first round is an Artificer versus a Shaman, which are both ones that you don't know a ton about.
No!
Because I like Artificers, I want to say Artificer.
Okay.
Because, like, again, I hate spellcasters. And Shaman are cool.
Yeah.
I have only ever played with one, and it was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
So, again, we're very low level. So, like, spellcasters at low levels are, like, kind of dookie.
Kind of. You get, like, three spells, and that's it.
And that's the thing. With artificers, it's like, yes, you don't get that many spells, but you're also proficient in using weapons, and, like, you know how to do all these
Listen,
things.
Just from what you've said about artificer, the fact that you could just, like, reload things over and over and over again, having that unlimited kind of shit, that's, like, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So, I'm going to put down artificer. round one over.
Okay.
Round two. First bracket. Wizard versus a blood hunter.
Ooh. So it's like knowledge versus, I don't know, what is blood hunter? Like, do they pray to something? I can't remember.
Not really. I mean, it's kind of like a learned thing as well.
Man.
I want to give it to the blood hunter.
What is, okay, so I have kind of a vague idea of blood hunter. The only, there's, one of my favorite book series by Susan Dennard, the one's called like Truth Witch, whatever, blah, blah, blah. There's one called a Blood Witch. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I'm thinking of. It might totally not be that. But this guy can like, he, same thing. He like senses blood, the same with like the blood hunter that you're kind of saying, but he can also like kind of control people using blood the same mm-hmm. way that like in Avatar The Last Airbender, they use like blood bending or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is that also something that a blood hunter can do?
I'm going to, the thing, I'm very like baseline right. knowledgeable of what they do. So I'm just going to read you the very brief synopsis yeah. that is available on D&D Beyond
okay.
about a blood hunter.
Okay.
Blood hunters are clever warriors driven by an unending determination to destroy evils old and new. Mm-hmm. Armed with rites of secretive blood magic and a willingness to sacrifice their own vitality and humanity for their cause, they protect the realms from the shadows, even as they remain ever vigilant against being drawn to the darkness that consumes the monsters they hunt.
I do think there is something, so it's basically, it's kind of like knowledge versus just like, it is a knowledge, but like they have more of like a, your like willingness to like give up right. I think that's like a very massive, like if you're willing to like
lose your humanity,
like
yeah, it's kind of a lot.
That's I like, I don't like, unless the wizard, which is like a very specific, like there's not like an innate thing mm-hmm. is willing to do that, like that's a very like, I'm not willing to do that, my god, you know what I mean,
right.
where it's like this person based in their class is like, I'm willing to lose everything. And you're like, what?
Maybe I'm not. Right. Slay. Blood hunter it is. Yippee. Bard versus a warlock.
I want to go warlock. I feel like a warlock is a stronger bard. More spell slots.
Okay.
More powerful.
I can give that to
yeah.
you. Warlock. Yippee. Next is monk versus gunslinger.
Gunslinger.
Okay, but what if the gun jams?
What if?
No, I'm just, I like,
I know.
The thing is when you roll to attack for a gunslinger, mm-hmm. it's like, there's a pretty good percentage
sure.
that you're gonna fucking jam sure. your gun or miss.
I mean, sure. If you're a good gunslinger, though, you're not going to miss.
But, you know, like.
Right.
I mean, I'm okay giving it to the gunslinger. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, if this is the justification for every round, why are we even fucking talking about it, you know?
I mean, my problem is I don't know shit about mugs. So I'm just like, guns.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
I mean, again, I'm okay putting guns like,
no,
I'm just like, the justification is a little, it's getting a little out of hand. So we'll move on. I'm going to put gunslinger. Paladin versus an artificer. I feel like it has to go with paladin.
Do you?
I feel like it. Just because tanky ability to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Artificers
right.
don't have as much health.
Right.
They just don't. And even though, yes, they can imbue things with mm-hmm. like the power of magic.
Mm-hmm. How many times can you shoot that gun?
That can only go so long.
Right.
You know, like.
Right.
You can only do so much with the amount of time that you have against
sure.
a big beefy dude in armor about to pummel you.
Okay.
So.
I'll give that to you.
All right. Yippee! All right. Blood hunter versus a warlock. I want to go blood hunter.
Man.
I know you like warlock.
I do. Well, it's like the spellcaster.
But the thing is, it's like blood hunters use spells too.
I know.
It's just ones that you don't know.
Yeah, that's the fucking problem. Is I'm sitting here like, I know warlocks, and then you're giving me this thing, and I'm like,
but the thing is like, okay, if we consider the whole like, I'm willing to give up my humanity to like do what I
yeah.
must. It's like, okay, you cast a spell, you brutally injure this person,
mm-hmm.
they pick themselves up off the ground,
right.
and then they curse you with the rite of blood ritual or whatever the fuck. It's like, what right. do you do?
I mean, that's it.
Am I going to Eldritch Blast their ass? No!
You lose the battle, you win the battle, but you lose the war.
Exactly. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
I mean, I'll give it to you, but I feel the same way you feel about my gunslinger explanation, where it's like, how far can that go?
Right. But I'm just saying, like, Warlock, it's like, Eldritch Blast.
Right.
Eldritch Blast. It's like, okay, what if I choke hold you with blood? What are you gonna do?
To take both of us down.
Like, you know, I'm gonna put Bloodhunter just because the next round is Gunslinger versus Paladin.
Man.
And I want to hear what you have to say about this.
The thing is like, you've been talking about Paladin, and now I have an image in my head. It's like, they're just a human bulletproof vest.
Pretty much. So, they wear, like, a full suit of armor. Because
the thing is like, for all of them, like, Rogue, the Artificer, I don't remember what we were talking about, but, like, I don't remember the one before it, but it was just, like, they're, like, normal. But if you put it up against, like, a barbarian, a paladin, where it's, like, damn, these are, like, tanks of human beings.
They're beefy men.
They're beefy men. They can take a couple bullets, you know what I mean?
You can take a couple bullets. Yeah. And then it's, like, oh, his titties are in your face. What do you do? Right. What do you do?
I just have, like, an image of, like, a gunslinger, like, shooting the bullet at the paladin. And then, like, it heals, but the bullet just, like, comes out.
Yeah, then you're fucked.
Then you're fucked.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the image I have, where it was, like, if it's literally for anything else that's, like, a normal health situation, I'd be like, gunslinger. But it's like, wow, now you put it up against a human bulletproof vest.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little different. Yeah. So we're gonna put Paladin. And that brings us to Bloodhunter versus a Paladin.
Oh, wow. I didn't think we got here so quickly. I didn't think we'd get here so quickly.
I want to give it to the man of the cloth.
I don't know what that means.
The Paladin.
Okay, thank you.
I like beefy men.
I know you love beefy men. I also feel like, listen.
I mean, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. With both of them,
mm-hmm.
they are both willing to do
right.
what is absolutely necessary.
Right.
Like, that's the whole point of a Paladin, mm-hmm. is like, they are going on a holy crusade for mm-hmm. their god. Mm-hmm. That is their purpose in right. life. And if it just so happens that whatever the fuck this Bloodhunter is, right. is in their way, and then this Bloodhunter is also like,
right.
I'm going to sacrifice everything to kill you.
Right. It's kind of like an immovable object meets like an
unstoppable force. Yeah. Yes. Where it's like, oh, shit.
Right.
But I think in terms of like health and stamina.
Right.
I do think a Paladin would come out on top.
I think the Paladin only because of the health and the status inflicting.
Right.
situation where it's just like how
I do think a Bloodhunter could win in this situation.
Right.
I do think it is possible, mm-hmm. but just based off of like what we have previously talked about,
right.
I feel like it would be the Paladin.
Right.
That is my take on it.
Sure. I as little as I know about Bloodhunter, of it's like, well, it'll keep going. It's going to keep going till it dies, apparently.
Right.
Just like, because it's kind of the situation of with like the Paladin and the Gunslinger, where it's like, how many times can you come after this guy who just keeps healing?
Right.
And like, just keeps, even with just like the status inflicting part of it, is just like, how long are you going to be able to keep going?
Yikes.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it to you.
Paladin. Yippee! I did not think.
Really?
I really didn't have, like, a strong favorite, but uh-huh. Paladin was not at the top. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, tanky, able to heal somewhat, yeah. and, like, you know, Holy Crusade.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, now we're gonna rerun the bracket.
Rerun the bracket.
But we're gonna talk about
lovers.
Who would be a good fuck?
Okay. Going back to our original bracket, are we doing best fuck, best lover, or best fuck and best lover?
That is the question, isn't it?
Best fuck and lover. We keep coming back to this question.
I know. I feel like we should, because we did the best fuck for mm-hmm. the monster, for the
monster fucker.
Monster fucker. So I feel like we should do best lover this
okay.
time.
Okay.
Like, who would care for me who and would love for me?
Give
and,
me aftercare.
Yes.
Who that would? Kind okay.
of, yeah.
All right.
So first bracket, wizard versus cleric. I'm gonna go cleric.
I'm gonna go wizard.
Why?
Because I think
Clara's whole purpose in life is to give to the people.
To give because of their god. I don't think they'd ever love you more than their god.
Whoa.
Yeah. Knowing religious people in my life.
Holy shit.
I don't think they would ever love you more than they love their god.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And plus the wizard has, like, they are obsessed with knowledge. They're just gonna keep consuming knowledge.
You think they're gonna make time for you?
Yeah.
Between all their books? That wasn't a response, girl.
Silence. Mm-hmm. Listen, horrified looks from everyone in the room.
I'm okay being someone's second lover in life if it means I get the attention that I want. Is it a harsh reality? Yes,
okay.
But it's better than being committed to someone and then being gone 16 hours out of the day.
But are they also going to be gone a lot of the times being in their temples and worshiping?
It depends on the god.
Sure. But there's like no guarantee, right?
Right.
But library sex.
I don't like that.
No?
No. Sorry. You just hit a remarkable. I'd rather have church sex than library sex.
That's for me.
Dude, I don't fucking care. I think I give a shit. What if that's considered worship in their god's eyes?
Listen, hosier sex. Are they worshiping me? Am I their god?
It very well
could
be.
False god?
Amen.
Okay, I'm coming back around.
Can I put... I just don't like the idea of library sex. I just don't. Like, church sex sounds so much more appealing.
Sure.
Maybe that's me being the antichrist or whatever right now, but like...
Maybe that's my religious trauma.
Very well could be.
Fine, I'll give it to you. Since we left cleric in the dirt last time.
Thank you. All right. Bloodhunter or druid?
Druid.
Yeah. Alright.
Druid. The only, when you said it the first time, where you're like, oh, we're doing fuck, like, best fuck or whatever, the only, do you know the meme that's like the Beast Boy and Ravens from Teen Titans?
Yeah.
And Beast Boy's like, can we have normal sex tonight? And she's like, no, turn it to the horse.
No. Yeah. I hate it here. Alright, Ranger versus Bard.
Bard. Yeah. Bard.
Slut. Warlock versus a fighter.
Through the stereotypes that I have put upon myself for these classes, I feel like since fighters are like these princely kind of generic kind of people, I'm kind of going back to like, will they really be generous? Because of I don't know, whenever I think of a fighter, I just kind of think of like that like blonde guy from The Boys. Who, like, has, like, a very uppity persona and, like, really only cares about themselves. Uh-huh. But, like, will they really give you the attention that you need?
See, that's how I feel about warlocks.
Really?
Warlocks are my least favorite class.
Why?
It's mainly because I have, like, trauma related to people that have played warlocks. But it's also just, like, most of the time, this is a stereotype, forgive me, most of the time, warlocks are just fucking annoying.
Mm.
Like, the characters themselves are just fucking annoying.
Sure.
And I never get along, like, me and my characters never get along with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, okay, you fucked yourself over and you made a pact with a god that you don't know and have to do their bidding to. Don't be angry at me because of it. Don't be a bitch to me because of it. Whereas, like, fighters, it's like, okay, you signed up. You know what you're doing. Also, you're good with your hands. Do I get those sappy little war letters? Absolutely.
Do I
eat it up every time? Yes. Do we have the best sex of our lives when you come back?
Maybe.
Yes. Yes.
You're out the window like, when will my husband come back from war?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. You know what? For your trauma, I'll give it to you.
Thank
but
you.
Just because I don't think fighter's gonna go any farther.
I mean, it's up against Bard, so let's get real.
Let's get real.
But, like, we also have yet to talk about Bards being, like, sluts and, like...
No,
we have to discuss
I knew that conversation was coming back around.
The lover aspect of it. Sorcerer versus Monk.
Sorcerer.
I disagree.
From my experience with playing with Sorcerer, there's a lot of different spell types in there. And I think we kind of talked about it in our Monster Fucker one, where it's like, like a lot of things that can be done to you via like with the yes. spells.
But that's where I was kind of going with the monk, where I was like, they're very flexible. Mm. They're astoundingly flexible. Also, like, monks have like spent their lives like dedicated to like mm-hmm. one thing, so like they have patience galore, mm-hmm. which is something that I respect.
Okay.
Out of a lover, whereas just like sorcerers, at least with the ones that I've played, and again, mm-hmm. this is a stereotype, it's like, oh, things have just been given to them.
Mm.
They were born with magic, right. and like they just walk around knowing that they were born with magic, and they get uppity about it.
Right.
Which is not something that I want out of a partner, to be like, they expect things.
Mm.
Right. Where it's like, this other person, this monk, dedicated, has patience, willing right. to wait for things, knows what they're doing, right. knows what they want out of life.
Mm-hmm.
At least, again, in my perception of these two.
Right. And so, you have more experience.
I mean, but that also doesn't deter from the fact that, like, you have an opinion about it, too.
Yeah. I just, like, I guess, like, because I've only ever played, like, sorcerer, right. obviously I'm like, I love sorcerer.
Well, yeah, but like you have different character stereotypes mm-hmm. about sorcerers than what I do,
right?
So
right.
That doesn't make it invalid yeah. by any means.
I just remember when I was going through sorcerer, and like obviously when you're like, oh, you have new spell slots, choose the whatever, or like mm-hmm. you can buy whatever spells, and you'd like go through them, and there'd be some spells that you're just like, why the fuck would I ever need that? And you think about it and you're just like, well,
it'd be kind of slow.
But also, like, it's an individual who, like, because they have had this innate ability their whole life, they've had a lot of practice using them.
Right. I mean, that's fair.
So it would be good.
Yeah, that's fair. Mm-hmm. We're at an impasse
yes.
a little bit. And, like, I'm gonna give you the sorcerer.
Okay.
Just because you gave me monk last yeah. time. And, like, I understand where you're coming mm-hmm. from. So.
I feel like we always end up at this place where I'm like, what's the best sex I could ever have?
I know.
And you're like,
the love's the lover. The lover. I want someone to love me. Anyways, rogue versus gunslinger. I'm going to go with the rogue.
I'm going to go with the rogue, too.
I mean, lockpicking? That's a skill.
Could you imagine the, like, stealthiness?
Don't even.
We'll come back around.
Yeah. Listen, we still gotta.
We have time.
We gotta talk about the lover part of it too.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
Barbarian versus a paladin.
Barbarian.
I was okay. Thank you.
Whenever I think of a barbarian, the stereotype in my head is like golden retriever, big beefy man.
A little stupid, but
little
would die
stupid.
For you.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Artificer versus a shaman. I'm gonna go artificer.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah, just because, like, the whole point, again, I've only played with one shaman long time ago, but, like, shamans are like, I am for the forest. I am the Lorax, you know? And, like, I don't vibe with that.
The only thing I thought of, because you're like, oh, yeah, artificer, unlimited condoms. You put the thing on the condom box. Unlimited.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Maybe not. Again, you're only thinking about the sex part of it.
Woo, woo.
Round two, cleric versus druid.
Cleric versus druid. Honestly, okay, I'm coming back around only because after we started talking about religion, I'm a hosey your bitch. There's some about his religious songs involving like worshiping like you.
I'm putting cleric. I think we've decided that. Yeah, no, I would agree. Whereas just like with the druids and stuff, it's mm-hmm. like, again, it's similar to a shaman where
yeah.
it's like they
right.
have such a strong connection with like the earth and nature
right.
and like that kind of thing, and it's like, oh yeah, you could definitely turn that into like a sexual thing and
sure.
being like, oh, being connected with one
right.
another. But it's like, at what point do you stop having sex and like care for me when I'm sick,
right?
Or do you just fuck off, you know,
whereas, into
like,
the forest?
Whereas like a cleric, it's like, oh yes, they would worship me, but also I know that they would make me soup when I need
right.
it, you know. And that's what I'm thinking okay. about. So I know we already came to an agreement on the cleric. Thank you.
No, please. I love when you talk.
A bard versus a fighter. Now, now we have to talk about the lover aspect of the bard, not just the sex. The sex would be immaculate.
Absolutely,
I'm not denying that.
Uh-huh.
And it would be the type of sex that's like fun to have.
Yes.
Not like serious. Like if
yes.
you want it to be rough,
giggly.
It would be rough. Yes.
Yes.
It could be whatever way you want.
Yes.
And I'm so down for that.
Yes.
But But it's also something similar to The Fighter, where it's like, oh, if they're a touring musician,
right,
they're gone for long periods of time.
Right.
Do you really trust them with their personality to be out in the world doing that sort of thing when they probably did it before they met you?
Sure. I mean, that's...
Are we really trusting that? Or, like, are we trusting The Fighter, who's dedicated his life to fighting and is like, Slay sends me letters during the war? Huh?
Well, okay, then it's the conversation of Music Man versus Military Man, which are both bad choices.
Don't do this. No one's been interested in both of these, and it's just, like, shameful, because, like, it's happening right now, and you know which one I'm gonna pick, because I'm fucking whipped right now, so you know where I stand on this.
Are you picking the Music Man or the Military Man?
The Military Man! I am the Music Man! Dare you. Which one are you picking?
I think it's very easy. Well, you know, I'm never picking the Military Man under any but I understand what you mean by, like, he is gone a lot, he's touring. I guess it's just like, then it's like a very nuanced conversation of just like, which, like, why would we be doing it in a fuck it all bracket, you know what I mean?
Right.
Of like, is this an individual who, like, is obsessed with you and, like, you trust to XYZ or whatever, because it's, right, like...
The thing is, like, the thing with the Bard that, like, for me, it's like, oh, they're touring.
Right.
Like, that, their purpose in life is to entertain.
Right.
So they're gonna, like, go around and do that for months on end, then come back and then do it again. And, like, that's your life.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, with a fighter, it could be, oh, they go off to one war, they come back, they stay in the hometown,
sure,
and then they, like, just teach fighters.
Sure.
Like, they're like, either a soldier or they're, like, a solo practicing, like, self-defense teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. So, for me, it's more of just, like, who's gonna be around more consistently.
Sure.
And to me, that goes to the fighter.
Oh, you know
just
what?
Just because a bard... is going to be in their career field longer than what a fighter is going to be doing.
Going back to my... because I'm only interested in sex, apparently.
That's okay.
The bard, like, just from what you're saying, of just, like, is it gonna be gone a really long time?
Right.
Is it going to be good sex once a year? Or, for, like, your whole life? Or, you have really good sex, he goes off for, like, 5 years, whatever, comes back, and then it's just consistent sex.
Right, and that's the thing. Whereas, like, a fighter, here's the other thing about fighters, is it's, like, their purpose when they train is to, like, learn how to be better.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is a man who knows how to take pointers and criticisms and correct himself.
Sure.
Assuming that this is a he, or whoever. You know, like, could be anybody.
Right. So I think you could say the same thing about the bard.
I don't...
Because they want to get better in the entertaining.
Do they?
Do they?
Like, no. But, like, for me, bards, it's like, oh, they've reached a certain point in popularity, and they're going to remain there, and they're going to stay that way.
Sure.
That is how my head interprets this.
Okay.
Whereas, like, a fighter is like, oh, this is someone who will listen actively. Whereas, like, I don't know... Again, this is me knowing musicians, and, like, this is what I'm making my assumptions based off of.
Where it's just like, right. Listen, I'm not happy with either of the choices. I think they're both bad options.
Okay.
I think
that's fair.
I've been fucked over by musicians, and I hate military men.
Real.
But because you were fighting so hard for the military man, I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Because I think both options are bad.
I mean, they kind of are.
Yeah.
But you know my feelings. Sorcerer versus a rogue.
Okay.
I know who I would pick.
Yeah.
I'm curious about your answer.
This is hard for me now because these are the only two classes I've ever played. And I enjoyed both of them.
Okay.
I think they're both very good classes to play.
Mm-hmm.
I got lucky. I don't know. Going off of, like, better lovers, I think you would have to be, because obviously, like, the stereotype of rogues are, like, they're very shady.
Mm-hmm.
They're not very trustworthy, blah, 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 blah. So it's, like, do you have it within yourself to trust this person who, like, the rest of the world has deemed untrustworthy?
Right.
While, like, the sorcerer, we've already had a long conversation. I still have my same feelings. But it's kind of the, like, very opposite of just, like, they're kind of respected, they have innate magic, in terms of being like, a lover. They're obviously, I think they would be in, like, one position. Like, I don't think they're going to be going out into the world. Think they're very, like, maybe studious. They'd always stay in a classroom or whatever. Mm-hmm. While, like, a rogue, I don't think would ever stay in one place.
Okay. We have very different perceptions.
Okay.
I think we do. On these two classes. So, my innate reaction was to pick rogue.
Yes, I figured.
Yeah. I also figured yours was sorcerer. So, for me, it's like, at least with the rogues that I have played and the rogue that I play consistently, mm-hmm. and I have played consistently over the past couple of years, they are the type of character that is, like, dedicated, like, they're part of a crime syndicate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they don't move. Like, they get sent places, but mm-hmm. they always come back.
Okay.
Like, they do their job, they do it well. Mm-hmm. That's kind of, like, their vibe. And that's the vibe that I get from a lot of rogues that I have played with.
I see where you're coming from now, because you're a mafia bitch. You said crime syndicate, and I just, it clicked. I was like, fuck you. You were playing the long game.
You cannot escape me. I always come back.
You were playing the long game.
I was like, again, going back to the sorcerers as, like, a lover thing.
Right.
Like, it's just, mm-hmm. for me, it doesn't sit as well as, like, as a rogue mm-hmm, would. Mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm. mind you, are they shady people?
Yes.
But they would be shady for me.
Mm.
It wouldn't be towards me. It would be to, like, get things right. that I want, or to make sure, like, we're set up in a nice way.
Right.
Whereas, like, sorcerers, again, to me, are people that come from magical families mm-hmm. already. They have things given to mm-hmm. them, and it's, like, that's not something that sits well with me. Sure. Like, I don't mesh well with people that are just, like, handed things.
Mm.
And, like, to me, sorcerers are people that are, like, mm-hmm. handed things and, like, they might genuinely love me.
Right.
Which is, like, valid and fair, but, like, it's different than, like, seeing someone
mm-hmm.
go through, like, something very shady
right.
to, like, give me something that I said I wanted.
To give you a good life.
To give me a good life, but also, like, imagine, like, in passing, I was like, oh, yeah, that would be nice to have. Mm-hmm. And then 2 days later, they're like, I got it. Like, that's different
yeah.
to me instead of being like, oh, my mom went ahead and bought you all this shit because, uh-huh. you know, money.
Yeah. I think we do only because I'm the only one who's ever played a sorcerer, and I played a sorcerer very differently.
Right.
But after I put those two puzzle pieces together,
it would be so awesome.
It would be so cool. Yes, you can.
Barbarian versus an artificer.
Barbarian.
Slay.
Barbarian. I still got big
tits.
Himbo.
Tits.
Golden retriever man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Harry.
Semi-final. Cleric versus a fighter. Now these are cleric. These are both ones that you were not keen yeah. on to begin with.
You've also put me in a difficult position only because religious man, military man.
Yippee.
But to save grace, I'm still leaning on, like, the Hosier type religious okay. and not the and not the Christianity type religious.
I'm not gonna fight you on the military man anymore because I can every time I talk about it, your eyes get a little dimmer. So.
I lose a little bit of life yeah. when we have to talk about the military.
But now we have to talk about a rogue versus a barbarian.
So you have crime man versus Himbo tits, himbo man.
Right. Both would give me the world if I asked.
Both would give you the world. But there is that added danger of living
in
the rogue world.
I was just about to say that. Whereas, like, if a barbarian, mm-hmm. I feel like if they would go adventuring, they would bring me with them
yes.
to be like, I'm going to make sure you're safe.
Yes.
Whereas a rogue would be like, I have to leave for 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Hope no one breaks into the house.
No, yeah.
So.
And you're just like, all right, well.
So, like, I get where you're coming from with
yeah.
that. And I can give it to you.
Like,
sad about it. Because I just won the battle against sorcerers and I've lost the war against barbarians.
But, like, you know, it is that, like, you are in inherent danger.
Right.
With, like, I feel like with rogue, you are safe. Without rogue, when he disappears right. for 2 months, you are kind of, unless you are also skilled in your own right,
mm-hmm.
are fucked. Right. With Barbarian, I can just imagine, like, you guys live on a little farm.
Mm-hmm.
It's peaceful. You know I love a quiet, slow life. And I feel like that's what a Barbarian would give me.
Right.
In terms of a lover. There's no danger. He would come home with a bouquet of flowers that he picked himself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave it mm-hmm. to you. So now it's Cleric versus a Barbarian. I want you to talk me through this.
Okay.
because you did not like the cleric at first.
No, I didn't. But as soon as I kind of leaned on the Hosier thing for as long as I could.
Right.
I still think a cleric, because you are literally not a god, would not worship you. I think if it was up to, like, if they were given an ultimatum, you or the religion and the god they follow, they would have to choose them. There's no world in which they choose you. Right.
Okay.
With a barbarian, what are they following but their own little goofy little hearts? You know what I mean?
Right. The thing is, like, for me, I have seen, and I'm pulling this from, like, Legends of Vox Machina.
Mm-hmm.
The cleric in that show actively loses touch with her god because she cares more about her friends than her god. Mm-hmm. And then she, like, does soul searching and finds out, like, they both, she can love them equally as much as, like, each other, and, like, use that in tandem.
Right.
I'm not saying, like, barbarians, obviously they would love you till the day that they die.
Yes.
But the problem is with me, it's like, in my head, barbarians don't settle. Meaning that they don't, like, settle down in one place.
Okay.
To my knowledge, I have never known a barbarian to be like, oh yeah, I grew up in this place and I want to stay in this place.
Right.
It's, they're always moving. They're always kind of traveling. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily something that I want in life.
Right.
Whereas, like, a cleric would, like, be okay settling down.
Mm-hmm.
Again, not saying that I wouldn't mind moving around
a
bunch, but, like, at what point? At what point do we...
Right. I think, like, I personally, I think, would be okay with that if we're living in this very fantastical world. I think I would personally be okay with that, especially if I had this, like, you've really put me up. This is, like, my dream little golden retriever, himbo, big, beefy, hairy man. You know what I mean?
It's like, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
If a barbarian wins this round, then that means that both of the tanks on this roster have won both of the rounds, and I don't know why, but that doesn't sit well with me. Not that I want the cleric to win. I'm not saying that either, because that also feels fucking weird that the two religious people on this list have won. So we've put ourselves in a very peculiar situation.
Yeah, it's just how the cards fell, I suppose.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Either way, I feel like I lose. But I'm not saying I would love to have, like, a golden retriever boyfriend to be like,
yeah,
love me, hold me, care for me, look out for me, give me little flowers. Mm-hmm. It'd be great.
Yeah.
I love the stupid men
of
the world. But I also love, like, someone that would, like, care for me and, like, you know, church sex. Instead of forest sex.
Sure. How does religion work in the world of Dungeons and Dragons?
See, it depends. Like, it's that is such a broad question.
I know.
Because it's like, what plane of existence are you on?
Right.
Which god are you worshiping? What time period are you? Like, it's so many different things. And it also depends on, like, what level are they in the church? Like, obviously, if they're upper echelon, they are probably going to stay in one place and, like, be dedicated and, like, be on a council of some kind. But there are a lot of clerics that are just, like, they're kind of like Mormon missionaries where it's just like, I'm here to spread the word.
Right.
Yippee. And there's also other clerics like, I'm going to use Critical Role as an example again from campaign 2. Jester is a cleric and her god is just called the trickster. And she's just like, yeah, I worship the dude. I don't know a damn thing about him.
Right.
Every once in a while he shows up and he kind of just, like, says hi and that's it. So it's like,
I think with that knowledge, obviously we both have lots of religious trauma in ourselves. I think with that, knowing that, like, there's so many different varieties and, like, it's so unpredictable, But with Barbarian, there's not that kind of overarching echelon hanging over of, there's like kind of like a third person in the relationship where you're just like, your god tells you you have to go on missionary work now? Okay, I guess we're going on missionary work, which is just the same as what the Barbarian is doing. Mm. And I think I personally, speaking from experience, do not crucify me, would get very annoyed very easily of just like, why are we being dictated by this third party? Mm. Unless something like this Critical Role character that you're talking about, where it's like they really have like, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Whatever. Right. I just am not a fan of having that like, save room for Jesus kind of mentality in a relationship. Where it's like, two people got consent, but what about the third? Like, it's just not my favorite. Where it's like, there are so many things that are up in the air because of this, like, deity that can just pop in at any time and be like, you have to do this now. Where it's just like, what are you thinking?
Yes and no to what you're talking about. And again, I'm like,
I'm partially talking out my ass.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like I win and I lose if either of them are picked. So like, I'm trying to give you I'm giving you the decision, but I'm trying to like give you all of the
information.
The information.
Yeah.
So with the way that some clerics work, it's not like, oh, the god told me to do this.
Right.
It's not like how our Western belief of God is. Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, I believe in them so I can get this power.
Right.
They don't necessarily have to tell me what to do. Mm-hmm. I just have to live by their rules, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And like the rules can be very broad of just like the fuck, I forgot its name, but like the sun god is basically just like, be a good person.
Right.
That's kind of it. And like it's once you start getting into like the specific deities and like that kind of stuff, like the trickster gods or like the war gods, like then it's like, oh shit, like I have to do certain things to maintain good graces with them. But for the most part, for a lot of these clerics, it's just like finding inner peace and being okay with yourself, and then the god is like, yeah, slay,
all right,
boots the house down, you know, like that, to my knowledge,
right,
that's where a lot of at least the clerics that I have played and I have seen, it's not like, God sent me to do this. Praise be his name or like whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh yeah, I believe in this thing and it gives me power. That's why I believe in it, because it gives me this power.
Right.
And
like,
I'm trying to be a decent person.
Okay. Okay. So that is better than what you explained to me before.
Yes. I'm sorry. I as you were talking, I was like, she's putting it in a Western context. And it's like, it's a fantasy world. This is not how this works.
That's like my issue is like,
No. That's why I was like, let me
that's like my, I can say that I played D&D, but my dear friend who I love oh so dearly plays like a lot of like alternate art, like tabletop role playing games. So I played so little in an actual D&D based world.
Yes.
The
choice is yours. I feel like you have all of the information now. So
The thing is, too, is like, it would pain me horribly to have both the religious men win, because
that's fair.
It pains me awfully. It pains me horribly.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I can see the positives you've laid out in front of me. And also, who says that a cleric can't be a big, beefy,
exactly,
tits, hairy man?
I mean, also, like, it doesn't have, you know, the god can be
not
a good god either.
Right.
Which, like, clerics can very well be evil.
Right.
Which is something people opt in for. I know. It's so vague.
It's so vague.
It's very hard. Whereas, like, it's easy to just be like, golden retriever.
Yeah. It's so easy to be like, barbarian, one thing. Let's move on.
I know.
You know?
Whereas, like, I've given you a concept versus, literally, like, a definitive thing. So
it's like, so it could be this or that or that or this. And you're like, okay, well, unless it's this very specific thing.
Yeah. No, I get it. Listen, in my heart, Rogue One.
I know in your heart, Rogue One. I don't know in my heart who won. I gotta be real and honest with
you. That's fair.
But I think in my head, if I'm going a very specific route where it's like,
I'm gonna take a guess and write one down.
If it's a very specific individual, this like very still, all the physical traits that I like. But a very specific, we're not going broad anymore, we're going very specific.
I've written down my guess, and I'm closing my iPad, because I'm pretty sure.
I'm not happy with it. but I would choose cleric.
Whoa! Slay. I did not write that down. I wrote down barbarian.
You barbarian!
Yeah. Because I was like, I'm pretty sure she's just going to go with the big beefy guy that would like...
The thing is like, I later thought, I was just like, who says that a cleric couldn't be a big beefy, tits hairy man?
Correct.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
Who am I to stereotype the cleric?
I mean, that's
physically?
All we've done the entire time, so...
Who am I, now that I've thought about it more, yeah, and had a long conversation, says that it can't physically look like that? And at that point, the only reason I was going for barbarian was, like, looks alone, where it's like, nah, that's kind of not the point of the class, where it's like, you're right, like, would I be okay for a while traveling around? Sure. But at the end of the day, like, I would want to be, like, stagnant. And again, it was such a broad concept you gave me that I was just like, okay, let's be fair. The only reason I would be okay with it if it was just, like, the sun god whose only, the only ideology is, like, be a good person and we're sticking in one location and, like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, it's so difficult.
No, that was yeah, a very difficult, like...
Yeah.
At least with all the other matchups, I was like, I'm leaning pretty decently to one side versus the other. So, like, but that one, I was like, I don't know.
The problem, too, is, like, with our monster fuckers, it was, like, this very specific individual that we all know.
Well, even, it wasn't
not
even
like
that. But it was also, like, oh, this one specific thing that they could do.
Yes.
We latched on to. Whereas this is, like, very broad and general.
Yes.
And, like, sometimes we would stereotype. And other times we were like, but what if they were different? What if they were different?
Yeah.
So, like.
Because it was more of, like, an actual, like, thing rather than just, like, a broad concept of a person. And it was really difficult. But I settled in my own psyche that I was like, if it's this one very specific thing, sure. Where it was just really, I was leaning more on the concept of, like, the physical appearance of a barbarian.
I see.
Where it was just like, who says the cleric couldn't look like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, am I upset that the religious man won? Yeah. But it wasn't the military man.
I refuse to comment on that.
You would have chosen rogue for lover if you could.
I think so.
You would have fought for rogue all the way to the top.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because I was also like, I wanted to fight harder on the Bloodhunter.
Okay.
Just because of that, like, I'm willing to give
up
everything.
But also, they're good.
But also, like, they tend to be good.
Yeah.
And, like, they want to be, like, they're willing to give up themselves to better, like, make things better for other people.
Other than Bloodhunter. Who was the...
Bloodhunter was against Druid.
Oh, and we picked Druid.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, I understood why. So that's why I was like, I'm not going to push too hard for it. Especially since, like...
You should have. I felt like I would have folded.
Nah. I mean, Druid was beat next round by cleric, so like...
You're right.
It'd be like that. But, yeah. I feel like for a lot of these pairings, I was like, oh, I lean heavily more to one side than the other. It just happened to be that the last one, I was like, oh, fuck it.
Right. Rogue would have been hard for me only for the criminal danger of it all.
Yeah. And I understood why.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, all right, this is the one time she's talking about the lover aspect of things, so I'm gonna lay off.
She's not just talking about fucking them for
once. I was like, we talked about the lock picking, so I'll leave it alone. I'll drop it.
But I think that was... What about fighter? Was there one that you would have chosen, like you would have taken to the top, other than paladin? Or are you pretty happy with paladin?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy that Bloodhunter made it all the way to the semifinals, because I feel like that was fair.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked for Artificer to go further.
Right.
But it got pitted against Paladin.
Which won?
That's a toughie.
If you have to lose, at least lose to the person who won, you know?
Real.
Yeah.
Because I think Artificers, especially since, like, I'm very new to playing them and, like, watching other people play them. I think they have so much potential to be, like, very strong, intelligent characters.
Right.
But when you go up against a tank, it's a little hard.
It's a little hard.
I know. And then when the brackets were like, oh, the two tanks are going against each other, I was like, great. Like, I was happy about it because I was like, at least the finals won't be the two tanks going against each other. We
That's
can just, like,
fair.
Get it out of the way at the beginning.
That's fair.
But then I was like, well, then it feels like the tank is just gonna win the entire thing. And, like, I feel like it would have been different had we been like gotten super technical about it and been like, right. oh, they're fifth level, and then like
yeah.
talked about certain things like that. But that's way too much work, and I'm not
fucking. That would have just been
you that.
Because I don't know fuck all.
Right. But I also didn't want to make fifth level character sheets for all of these classes because that's too much fucking work.
Yeah.
Like I don't.
For a fun little bracket?
For a fun little make believe no. bracket.
Yeah.
Not doing it. So in celebration, I didn't even mention like, this at the beginning. This was also because March Madness is happening right now.
Yes.
That's the whole point we decided to do this. I didn't even fucking talk about it in the beginning. I don't know what the fuck is going on with March Madness.
Oh, who
I
knows?
Do like watching basketball.
Good for you.
There's too many games in a season, yeah. and I can't watch them all.
Yeah. I would have liked for a spellcaster to go up higher just
Which
because
one?
I well, yeah, but like a
No,
only...
I said which one.
Oh,
I asked
a sorcerer. Just because I have like such a connection to sorcerer uh-huh. that it's like this is the only one I've ever played, so therefore I'm biased, blah blah blah, right. like but and like literally any spellcaster, just because I enjoy spellcasters, I love magic. That's just
mm-hmm.
I understand that they can be glass cannons, which is a very difficult aspect of like one hit, you're out, right?
right.
But like that's also a very like difficult nuanced conversation of like, oh, but if like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Where it's like, oh, if it's this specific scenario where it's like, I understand why a tank went through at the very end, specifically
yeah.
the paladin, who's not only just a tank but has a lot of other mechanisms to
yeah.
them. I do wish a sort like a spellcaster would have gotten higher, just because I love a good spellcaster.
Mm-hmm.
It is just my bread and butter. I played a rogue and it was fun for the campaign that I was playing in, but I think honest to god, like if I was playing like any normal fantasy, basic fantasy D&D campaign, it's always going to be a sorcerer for me.
That's fair. I was just like, anytime we talked about rogues or paladins,
mm-hmm.
it was tough because that rogue that I play that character mm-hmm. pretty often. The first campaign I played with her, my hand was a little forced, but I had to multi-class her with a paladin.
Okay.
And so like I had the rogue paladin, which is like no one ever does that,
right?
Because it doesn't fucking make sense. Why? But like
a religious crime syndicate.
It was just like a situation. It had to happen
right.
for like specific reasons, and I won't go into too many
right.
specifics. But it was like it was weird. So like I know both of those classes pretty well, just because like I multiclassed in
right.
them, and I had to know both of them. So for me, it was like, if they were on opposite sides of the bracket,
mm-hmm.
I also feel like those would have been my final picks
mm-hmm.
to have been like, well, where's the paladin? But like,
right.
it's hard to go up against like someone with as much like health
right.
and physical like capabilities
right.
and like also able
and
to perform skills
and
to perform like certain magical aspects
right.
or spell aspects.
Right.
You know, it's just like, shit.
It's kind of, you kind of have it all, you know? It's kind of
just a little
bit overpowered.
A little.
So I feel like if we argued a little harder and like went specifics, which neither of us were going to do in this specific scenario.
I feel like things would have been way different if
yeah.
like we were like, oh, they're low level versus
right.
high level
right.
stuff.
I do.
Because spellcasters, ridiculous at high levels.
Oh, God, yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
I
but
think
low
the,
level, they can't do shit.
I think the highest I ever got with my spellcaster was even just like level 8.
Yeah.
But even then I was like,
it's a lot
I can
of
do
shit.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, like at that point it was just like, oh, here, you can do this. And I was like, sorry, I can do what at this point? And it was just always fun, like being able to do a new spell and then everyone at the table just being like, what the fuck did you just do? And you're like, ha ha ha,
right.
fun new spell.
I used to run one-shots in high school where it was like, everyone make a random 15th level character and
oh.
we're going to free-for-all.
Solid.
And like I would set up an arena and
That's
like
fun.
I would just make sure people wouldn't, like, God play or anything like that, or metagame, and
right.
then I'd, like, set up events that happen.
Nice.
So, like, that's really the only experience I have playing characters over 10th level,
mm-hmm.
because, like, most of the time people don't get the opportunity to
mm-hmm.
play over 10th level, and it was expressed to me by people in my group that they were like, we
right.
want to, like, try, and I was
right.
like, this is going to take literal hours. Like,
mm-hmm.
this is going to take 5+ hours to get through.
Right.
Like, I hope you understand that this is just how combat works
yes.
at higher levels.
Yes.
So every once in a while, like every couple of months, I'd be like, okay, whip
yeah.
up either level up the character that you have now or just make a complete new one at
mm-hmm.
this level. No multiclassing,
right.
no feats, like stuff like that.
Right.
And like, we're just going to fight and you're going to have to fucking deal with
no,
it.
No, it sounds like fun.
It honestly,
yeah.
it was fun.
Yeah.
I kind of miss doing it.
I do like doing a bracket motherfucker lovers with you, just because, like, those I think are really fun.
Slay.
I really enjoy doing them with you, because I feel like we could have some wild conversations.
I feel like this is a brand new favorite of ours.
I think so.
I think after the monster fucker episode, like, when we were talking about doing this one, like, all of a sudden I was like, what do we do to bracket? And you were like, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do more brackets in the future.
Probably.
Because, like, yeah, it does, we do have some good conversations
we
about,
do.
Like, it says a lot about us. And the fact that you were like, you fucking mafia bitch, I was like,
I was like,
who said that?
You fucking, you were like, crime syndicate. I was like, you can say it any other way, but I know you're talking about mafia. You can say whatever fancy word you want to me. You're not hiding shit. But I think it is more fun with, like, a actual, like, realized character instead of just, like, a concept.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know.
So I didn't want to be like, I rolled up all these characters and, like, rolled up their personalities, too.
Yeah, that's
so, like,
really,
that's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
A lot of work. Maybe if it was like okay, I made four characters. I'm going to put you through a dating show and you're going to ask them questions.
No, literally.
It's like, could contestant
be an episode. Number three.
Yeah, it could be.
What's your favorite date night?
We could do that in the future. It's just like, I would need way more prep time to do that.
Yeah.
So.
No, I think that's fun. We do it for, like, the Scooby-Doo game. We're like, you don't know, like... That's really fun.
Yeah,
but no, I really like the bracket idea with more like, this is a specific character, because
right.
then it's like, I know this character and we can talk more
the thing
about
is like, yeah, with Dungeons and Dragons, it's like, unless you actively listen to those podcasts or watch those shows, like, I can't.
No, yeah,
that's why I was like referring to, like, Vox Machina the whole time.
Yes.
Or like Critical Role campaigns, because I was like, this is what I think of when I think of this. And
yeah,
obviously that's different than what you think of when you think of the sorcerer and, like, that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
it does provide interesting conversation, though.
It does.
We both have very different viewpoints on stuff.
Yeah,
although you caught on to my ploy very quickly.
If you didn't say those two magic words, you might have gotten
it. I was holding it back.
Can't believe you chose the military, man. Thank you for listening to another episode of Canonically Incorrect. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok and Instagram and Tumblr. You can send us your fan fiction recommendations, or if you're a fan fiction author that would like to be on our show, email us at canonicallyincorrectpod@gmail.com. If you would like to support us, you can donate a one-time donation at ko-fi.com/canonicallyincorrect. You can subscribe to our Patreon monthly at patreon.com/canonicallyincorrect. Thank you to our Patreons, Autumnal River and Riley C, for your continued support.
Donate to AO3!
And we'll see you guys next time!
Bye!
Bye.